The Legislative Joint Fiscal Committee's meeting included updates on several budgetary issues, including LIHEAP, a tax computer system modernization, and public meetings on the 2014 budget. But most of their meeting assessed Vermont's progress in recovering from Tropical Storm Irene. Agency of Administration Deputy Secretary Michael Clausen provided the Fiscal Committee a FEMA update related to the Waterbury State Office Complex and the Vermont State Hospital.
There's a variety of things happening right now. So we continue to work with FEMA in developing what are called the project worksheets for both the Waterbury State Office Complex and the Vermont State Hospital. And we're moving ahead with all of our plans associated with the Vermont State Hospital, specifically with respect to the temporary facilities in Brattleboro, Rutland, Middlesex, and Morrisville, and then with moving ahead with the construction of the new state hospital in Berlin. Just yesterday, we received formal notification from FEMA that the Environmental and Historic Preservation Review for the Vermont State Hospital in Berlin, Vermont, is now complete, and there were no findings of significant impact, which allows the state to proceed with moving ahead at the Berlin site.
At this time, Michael Clausen says Vermont officials do not know what baseline funding FEMA will provide, in part because damage is varied and complicated.
The process, unfortunately, requires a lot of time to work through. The Waterbury State Office Complex housed the Agency of Human Services, the Agency of Natural Resources. It housed the Vermont State Hospital, the Department of Public Safety, including the State Emergency Operations Centers, the Combination Ag and Environmental Lab. So there are a lot of different functions being served out of that one location. And there's sort of different rules and regulations that apply, but also in part what our plans are for the future for some of those buildings. And as a result, we have to work through all the different FEMA policies and rules and regulations in order to maximize available funding from FEMA. We hope to have a little more clarity in January.
Legislative Joint Fiscal Committee Chair Senator Ann Cummings called the meeting fairly routine.
We got a new FEMA team in earlier in the year. They're working well with the state people. Things are moving along smoothly. It's decided the state hospital is going in Berlin. We are moving slightly less than 1,000 state workers back to the Waterbury complex. We're building a new building and maintaining the older historic buildings on site. And this was a slight change that was approved yesterday. And we're moving forward. With or without FEMA, this has to be done. So we're moving forward, and when FEMA tells us what we get, then we'll deal with the rest of it.
Vermont officials earlier this year said FEMA would cover up to 90% of the estimated $120 million in recovery costs. But by midsummer, the Shumlin administration indicated available FEMA funding was less certain. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.